So I have a blanket on the floor. I have thrown my pillows from the bed onto the blanket. I have all the lights off, and I have my ice water here. And in that ice water, there is Crystal Light with caffeine, which is probably a terrible idea at 8:30 p.m. But I just, I was thinking a lot today. And I have been up and down and up and down with my moods. Some of it's medical. You might even say it's a condition. But lying here in the dark, everything just seems so much more clear. Everything has such a focus when you don't have the lights on and you're not distracted by something lying on the floor that you should probably pick up, but you're just, let's be honest, too lazy to get up and go get. Even when you finally do get up, you probably just walk by it and ignore it or kick it under the dresser. That's what I do. And then when I do my once a month deep clean, I'm like, what is all this shit under the dresser? Oh, I was looking for that, you know, 6 months ago. Sorry. Anyway, so I had a really, really rough night and a very rough morning. And then something just changed. And I'm feeling positive and I'm feeling good. And I'm thinking about the things that have an impact on us, things that we hear or things that we see that have the potential to change our moods from one extreme to the other. And it's terrifying how many things can absolutely directly affect us like that. And I was just thinking about all the things that just flip my mood, that put me somewhere good. Things that I wish that someone would say to me. Things that I wish people would notice. Things that are just good to hear. And so I want to say some of those things. And I want you to hear them. And I want you to know that I mean them. And so I hope that you're comfortable, and I hope you're relaxed, and I hope that you're listening. And I hope that you hear it. Really hear it. And hang on to it and reference back if you need to. But I'm loud. So I mean, hopefully it'll just stick with you. Ready? Wait, let me. Oh, that's refreshing. Drink more water as I'm drinking grape caffeine at 8:30 at night. I'm getting comfortable. So when I meet somebody new, I always warn them. I am a lot. I am loud. I am opinionated. I am sarcastic and snarky. I'm just a fucking lot. But it's me. And I just put myself all out there. And you will like me or you will not. I don't know that anybody's ever met me and been like, she's okay. It's either she's great, or I hope I never come into contact with her again because she's just way too fucking much. It happens a lot. Anyway, I know that about myself, and I feel a lot of times like I am too much. I feel like I should scale back, like I should just tone it down. And then you take all of that that I am, all those things that I feel that are too much, and you apply them to like one specific person or situation that doesn't go in my favor. And I feel like I'm inadequate, like I'm not enough. I don't know what I am in that instance, but it's not enough. And I feel somehow imperfect. And I mean that not in the way that society says that I should be, or the news, or Facebook, or whoever the fuck else has a standard of what perfect is. To me, perfect is balance. Perfection is finding that medium, knowing exactly who you are and just owning it. You don't have to be a certain size or a certain height. You don't have to have, you know, like symmetrical breasts or this long of a penis. That has nothing to do with being perfect. Being perfect is just being everything that you can be to the potential that you can. And so when I feel like I'm not enough, I feel imperfect. I feel like I'm flawed. And I feel like I have so much left to work on before I'm able to fit in whatever container I'm supposed to be fitting in for this person or this scenario. And, you know, it's like you feel that way for a while and it sucks and it hurts. Ugh. But I think that it is so important to know that we all feel that way. To know that we all feel like we are too much, and we all feel that we are too little. But you know what? You are enough. You absolutely are enough. And if you are somewhere doing something that makes you feel that you're too much or you're not enough, it's just not the right situation for you. There is a place that is your perfect counterpart in the world. It doesn't mean it's a person. It doesn't mean it's an action. There is a place for you. There is a point in time suspended and waiting for you, and you're going to just slip into it, and it's going to be beautiful. And you are going to be the exact dimensions required to fit. You are going to be exactly enough. No spare room, no gaps, no squeezing, just perfect. Just perfect fluid dimension. And it's going to be amazing, and we have to have the ups and the downs, because that's how we know when we've got a balance. I was really in a bad way this morning. I think I put on my Snapchat story, someone's gonna fucking die today. Like, I woke up and that went on Snapchat. People are like, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't want to fucking talk to you. Yuck. But I was imbalanced. And sometimes it's what I eat. And sometimes it's the people that I talk to. And sometimes it's the shows that I watch. This one right now, I'm telling you, man. Got me looking at my whole life. But it's a wonderful show. It really is. I'm thirsty. I know, right? No more caffeine. There is something incredibly special and spectacular and perfect about you that no one else in the world can provide. And I know it doesn't seem like that. I know it seems like you are the quietest person in the room or the most unnoticed. But I promise you, you have something magical about you that no one else will ever have. And it's beautiful, and it is perfect and flawless. And maybe Maybe you haven't found your balance with it yet. Maybe you haven't found your perfect inside of it yet. But you will. I absolutely know that you will, and you might not feel it all the time, but in those small moments that you recognize it, when you see the magic in yourself, when you see your talent and the way that people look at you. And it could be something like a business meeting when people aren't able to negotiate properly. It could be a work situation like that, and you're able to say a comment and mediate and get both sides of the party to understand where the other is coming from. And it's like you hold the world in your hands when you do that. And that is something that only you can do. Or if it's just a conversation that you have with somebody that's having an incredibly hard time, and you're able to kind of talk them down from the ledge or bring them back or show them the value that they have. Such a small thing, and maybe they don't even tell you all the good that you're doing for them. It's like you never know. It's not always for us to know why we're here and what we're doing. We're not supposed to know a lot of it. And there are so many more things happening that we don't see. The way that we directly affect everything that comes after us. And I know that there are so many times that you feel like giving up, like, fuck it, this isn't worth it, I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going. That sensation of being lost and drowning and thinking that nobody sees and nobody notices and nobody wants to help if they do. And just know that I hear you. If you have something to say, say it. I will listen. I see you. I see you. And I want to know what's happening. But even when you feel lost and you feel like giving up and you don't know what it is that you're looking for, and you're worried that maybe you've been looking at it the whole time and you just haven't noticed because you don't know. You're here. You're looking on GWA and Pillow Talk and all these other subs. And you're hoping to hear that one thing that clicks that makes it all perfect. I think that it's really important that I have you in the same mindset that I am when I say perfect. There are a lot of things that I need to work on about myself. But I'm getting there. And there are things about me that some people are never going to like. And that's okay. They don't have to. I'm not for everybody. I don't need to be for everybody. But I'm good. I'm good with the progress that I'm doing. And I'm proud of myself. And that is perfect when I'm not counting on somebody else. You know, it's like somebody will tell me that I'm doing a good job. And yeah, that feels great. But it's like I love that they notice. I appreciate them for noticing. But when I'm good with where I am, that is perfect. You know, things don't always work out. Marriages don't always last. Jobs, I mean, you can get fired for pretty much anything now. Friendships fall apart. That doesn't mean that you're failing. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. As long as you are trying, and as long as you are moving and making progress and you are working every day, that is perfect. You can hear my dog. I don't even know how she got outside. That is not perfect. God, she's just, she wants to be famous, I think. She doesn't bark all day until right now when I'm making an audio at night. Anyway, if you are trying, you are succeeding. Because the only true failure in existence is giving up on yourself. Every day that you push, you are succeeding. And you are perfect. You are perfect. And sometimes it is so dark and it is so cloudy and you feel like there is not another person in the world around you. You're not alone. There is a place just for you. Just for you. And you're not going to get there if you stop walking toward it. I know that you're trying. I know that you aren't making the progress like you wish that you were. But I'm proud of you for not stopping. And the fact that you're here and you're listening. It's like you may have said 1,000 times that you've given up, but you're still here. And you're still checking out audios. Trying to make sense of it. Trying to find a place for it. That means there's hope inside of you somewhere. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? To have hope inside of you. And you may say that you don't. But if your heart is as dark and as black as you think that it is, you wouldn't be here. And you sure as hell wouldn't have made it, what, 17 minutes into this bullshit audio. Good for you. You should have an award. What movie was that? Oh, A Christmas Story. When he's like, it's an award. And they're like, well, what? And they're like, it's a fucking award. That's it. He had no idea. Just an award. You should have one of those. Not a leg lamp, maybe like a turkey leg, or like maybe a wooden leg. Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, you don't have to use it, you just have it. I don't know. If I had a wooden leg stashed somewhere, I'd be like, oh my God, you guys, look at, I got this wooden leg. Anyway, it's okay to be lost. It's okay to be angry. It is okay to want more. Okay to be unsatisfied, and it is okay to be imperfect, but you know what? It is also, on the other hand, completely okay to be happy in a bad situation. It is okay to not feel lost. It is perfectly fine to feel perfect when people are telling you you're wrong. Nobody knows what's best for you better than you. And even if you don't think you're doing a good job of it, you'll get there. I believe in you. So I think we're almost to 19 minutes now. My dog has stopped barking and I think she's still outside. I should maybe find her. I know it's dark and she's not really little, but she's not really brave either, so I'm afraid something will spook her and she'll run away. You know, like the wind or a snowflake might touch her tail when she's not looking. But hey, she's making progress, right? As long as she's moving. I hope she's just moving toward the house and not, like, running away. Anyway. Maybe you just needed a distraction tonight and that's why you're here. And if that's the case, I'm glad that I was able to provide something for you. My audios aren't for everybody, but I know that the people that are supposed to hear them will hear them and take something with them. And that's what's important. And I have made a lot of wonderful friends this way. A lot, a lot. And I have learned so much about myself doing these audios. And if you are manic like I am, God help you, because it is a fucking struggle. Anyway, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, this is not the end. I think that it's somewhere in the middle, somewhere between hurt and happy. And it's not where you're going to be forever. So just learn everything you can about the person that you are, and just keep moving to the person that you want to be. Find your perfect, find your balance. I believe that you will. I hope that you are safe. I hope that you are feeling loved and feeling alive. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful night. If you made it to the end of this, let me know, because I'm curious how many people actually get all the way through. So, anyway, I love you, and I'm glad you're here.